Welcome to Knotcast, episode 247.
Satan's Game.
247. Jeez. What are we doing with our lives?
Well, I'm running a publishing company. I have a successful career. I'm getting married.
got several well-liked published audiobooks and at the helm of a corporation now.
I don't know why people listen to that stuff. It's just yep.
And then and then the fox went, "Oh, yiff me." And the tiger said, "Okay.
I am going to fill your burrhole with my puppy maker." But you're a tiger.
So I'm Severin.
I'm Fuzzwolf.
And we're not cast.
And I'm a wolf.
And Shiva is out because last week she told us, "Hey, I have family in town and I'm not going to be there." And tonight we're like, "Yo, we tried to call her, we texted her.
Where the fuck is Shiva? What's going on?"
And then her mate calls us back like, "She's with her family, you dumbasses." And we're like, "Oh." It's been a really kind of long week.
So he said that. He's like, "Yeah, she told you." And I was like, "That was like a week ago, man." He's like, "Yeah, you've slept since then." I'm like, "Exactly. How do you expect
that?" That seems to be a lot of it.
The next time this happens, when any of us is out, we need to like put a reminder in our phone that'll pop up the morning of Thursday.
It's like, and hey,
be like, "By the way, so-and-so is out this week."
Hey, listen. Yeah, well, you know.
See, we're like Ood now. We hold the phone in your palm. This is our hind brain.
Yes. Without it, we don't know a thing.
Yeah.
But yes, it has been yet another week in the magical land of North Texas. And actually has been a pretty damn good week. Had some major deals go through.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be cool. Hopefully, Divisions will be back up for sale soon.
See, what you don't know, Savern makes all his money selling and sampling heroin. That's why he's lost so much weight.
Yeah. Actually, it was kind of cool. So
pretty soon he's going to look like Renton in Train Spotting.
Yep. For a while now, I've had my CPAP, right?
Uh-huh.
But when I first got it, I was so fat that the doctor was like, "You need oxygen as well."
Mm-hmm.
So I've had this loud-ass oxygen compressor, and it's been lurking in our bathroom for pretty much since before right before Fiesta last year.
Mm-hmm.
And the dude who dropped it off and whatever happened to be the same guy today.
Oh.
And he was like, "Holy crap, dude, you look awesome." I was like, "This is a guy I've met once."
Uh-huh.
But he's come back and it's like I'm this completely different person.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, "Holy crap, dude, that is amazing. Congratulations. You know, here, you know, I'll shake your hand. You're doing great." And because the dude is a pretty big dude himself. He's not like super fat, but he's pretty big.
Mm-hmm.
Don't really have a friend we can compare him to off the top of my head. But anyways, it's actually one of it's kind of like one of Panther's coworkers. Yeah, it was just this nice thing. It's like I've seen this guy once and he set me up on my CPAP and got all this stuff situated, but now he comes back and sees me again. He's just like, "Whoa."
He vigorously shakes your hand and all the loose flesh from your arm goes wibbling and slapping everywhere.
I'm kind of getting there in some parts. Like,
well, I didn't think your hand would.
No, but like my arm. So, like, I'm getting muscle pretty quickly. Like, my shoulders are now pretty solid. My neck and upper back are pretty solid now.
It's because it's holding up your huge head.
Yeah. And so, you know, my muscle, I'm getting, you know, my biceps and triceps are going. My forearms are always meaty. Oh, take that as a joke. And, but yeah, I mean, I've been losing a bunch of weight and basically building a lot of muscle.
You're going to get tattoos on your arms. One says D's and the other says guns. What is he?
No.
These guns.
That's terrible.
Oh, man, you could totally go 90s and have, like, the barbed wire tattoo around one of your biceps.
No. I'll get Celestia's son over my heart. Be like, you know, "It's my girl." Praise the sun. Yeah, I don't think I'll ever get any tattoos. Don't think I should.
Why don't you get tattoos of handprints on your shoulders like that one bunny fursuiter? Because for the wolves to know where to press to bend you over. Although that is sort of a natural instinct for wolves. I know all about Fennecs.
I'm sure you do.
They love the cock.
Yeah.
It's all about the wolf D.
Yeah. So, yeah, As I, the title of the episode that I put on the FA was 98% Wildstar free, so here's the 2% Wildstar. Oh, the pre-order is open. They have a new website that explains shit really well, and there's like four or five beta weekends that if you pre-order, you get access to the beta weekends up until the game and a three-day head start and some other cool shit. So check it out. I like it, and one of the races basically looks like can be like little Fennec.
Ooh.
Yeah. They have big, huge
slash
ears.
Tail rays. That's a command.
Yes. They have...
use coupon code NOT to purchase Wildstar. Is that right? I mean, I'm assuming that we have some sort of deal here.
No.
No? No? No,
I'm just...
So why are we talking about this shit?
Because it's something we like. That's what we do. Remember, we're a... business nerd stuff adventures occasionally dick cast now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We should have a coupon code for every website we mention.
It's just all not.
Hey, I heard the story on NPR. Use coupon code NOT.
To buy yourself the erotic fiction of...
the official NPR butt plug. The erotic fiction of Garrison Keillor. The Tales from Lake Hobegon.
I was just thinking erotic fiction narrated by... What is the woman who sounds like she's gargling gravel?
Diane Reams.
Diane Reams. She has a legitimate medical condition.
I'm going to tell you all about Reams.
Diane Reams. Reams the classics. No. It's like all the websites, just not KNOT. It works. Sure. Try it out.
If you'd like to donate some money to St. Jude's, use our coupon code NOT.
Take 50% off your donation? I don't know.
That's right. I'm going to donate $2,000, but it'll only charge me $1,000. And they'll just be like, wait, why are we doing this? And they send you little gifts, you know, sometimes it's a tote bag, sometimes it's a plushie, sometimes it's a stuffed child. Here's one we failed to save.
Dude. Oh, man. You're right there, Panther. You can smack him. Wait, that's smacking me.
Welcome to Domestic Abuse Cast. Oh, wait, no, we're not allowed to joke about that. Sorry, we have a Tumblr. We can't be funny.
Well, shut it down. We're too problematic.
Just pull a plug and, like, the lights go out.
And the Tumblr, the website, all the files disappear and delete it from the server.
The apartment drops out of orbit.
Yeah. Our epitaph says, failed to check privilege.
My God, the number of mega healers of oppression in this episode.
And we haven't even gotten started yet.
Yeah, we have. You said welcome to Notcast.
Yes. I mean, we haven't gotten emails going.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, well, let's just... You know, we're not on the list of furry scumbags, which is good.
Oh, God. I'm like, I can't believe there's a list.
Ah. Oh, of course. Thing is, I'm like, we don't do anything anywhere near controversial enough.
Yeah.
We have to, like, punch some puppies and throw some women off cliffs to, you know, really get on there. Let's not.
No. Well, let's not. So, hey, Tyrion's at FWA this weekend.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
He's about an hour from Atlanta right now. He just called me when we were at dinner.
Okay.
So he's almost that would
explain
there.
Why he's like, find me this email. I'm like, why the fuck? Shouldn't he is at home?
It's like the FWA website is basically like, okay, the actual mailing address of the hotel doesn't have an entrance on that side of the building.
Oh, so he has to find the garage.
So, but their website, no, not the garage, but just like the place where you could at least pull up to the building. The website has the other address. They're like, this is the address you put into your GPS to get to the hotel. And the other address is to be used if you're mailing anything to the hotel. Yeah. I was like, that's a little weird.
I remember what issues we had last time.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was he needed me to just text him the email so he could pull it up in the GPS. But
yes.
But all that's boring. Anyway, yeah.
It's at the same hotel as last year.
Same hotel as last year.
They don't really have a choice. It's the biggest hotel in Atlanta, isn't it?
I think it's the second largest.
Oh.
But apparently the elevators are worse this year.
Oh fuck.
Based on the tweets of one person, so may or may not be accurate, but apparently you need to have your room key card everywhere you go. So I'm assuming that my assumption is, and I could be wrong, I don't need people to write in and correct me. My assumption is at this point it's where you go in and you have to put your key card into the elevator that hit the floor. So it takes like three times as long to get anywhere because everyone in the lift has to put a key card in.
Yeah, and what if some motherfucker demagnetizes your card?
Or you're not staying at the hotel and you're going up to somebody's room party. Because I know there are people that will stay like 5 miles out of the way because it's going to be a hell of a lot cheaper than staying in downtown Atlanta.
And, wow, that sounds like a nightmare and a half.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I'll have to check their hashtag this weekend.
The other hotel I was at that did that was the old FC Hotel. But it never really became that much of an issue because they had like, they had two towers in a central area, so it was, like, really spread out. Like, there wasn't one elevator bank that went everywhere. It was like if you're in a north tower or whatever, there's just two elevators, and they go up to every floor.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, that hotel was really nice because there was never really an elevator line if you were in one of the towers. And we lucked out. We got into a tower every year. I don't think it was a price difference or anything. It just kind of worked out that way.
Well, like, the current FC setup isn't bad either, but they only have three elevators that I saw, and at each hotel.
Yeah. Well, there's less people in the Hilton, and there's less going up and down because it's not technically the Con Hotel.
It's just attached.
It's attached. It's the overflow, but there's less issues with, like, room parties and shit like that, so there's less going up and down. I don't remember having too much of a problem last year.
We didn't have a problem, but at one point, the elevator stopped working.
Oh, that sucks. In that
hotel.
That does happen.
It didn't take long, though. They fixed it. But,
yeah
I that hotel that the FWA is in, I know that they're basically constrained by their size,
mm-hmm.
but that hotel, without the key issue, was fucking awful last year.
Yeah.
And this year, with the key things,
if they do that, if that's right, I mean, if they do it all weekend, I mean, I'm wondering if maybe they notice what a shit it is on Thursday or early Friday. Well, maybe they'll shut that off.
But I mean, I remember both, like, Friday and Saturday when we were headed out from into sales, it took us 45 minutes to get to our elevator to that room.
Yeah.
That sucked.
Pretty nuts.
But, so,
yeah. Look,
so hopefully his experience will not be bad.
Yeah, and the Sofa Wolf guys are there. Sparf is going.
Yep.
He's rooming with Don Ryu. I think Dusk Dargen is going as well. So there's like a handful of people that we know that'll be at FWA. Hopefully Sparf will
bring him cookies.
So hopefully Tieran will be able to have some people to hang out with over the weekend. Yeah. We don't know a lot of people at FWA, but there's like a handful of people.
There's some.
To go. And then next weekend is Reno. It's Biggest Little Fur Con.
Oh, right, yeah.
That's just next weekend, which is
insane.
So, like, I have to run some errands on Monday, so I'm taking Monday off of work. And I just realized, I was like, wait a minute. So I'm taking off Monday. Then I work Tuesday and Wednesday, and then I fly to Reno Thursday morning. So now I've effectively got a 2-day work week next week.
Are you going to spank a fox in Reno just to watch him cry?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Okay.
I will be packing the paddles and the whips and the chains.
Yeah. I don't have any chains. Actually, BLFC sounds like they're getting pretty big for a second year con. So, Is that the only second year?
Yeah. Last year was their first year, and they had like 750 people breaking the attendance for first year furry convention.
Which is good.
This year, their pre-reg was over 900.
Wow.
So they had more people pre-regged than attended the record-breaking convention last year.
Cool.
So I can only imagine final number is going to be, wow, if they had 900 people pre-reg, I would not be surprised if they go over 1,000 in their second year, which will also break the record for fastest furry convention to hit 1,000 people.
And that'd also probably put them around 1,500 or so.
Yeah, I don't know what the final count will be. But
that's if it's 60-40 like most cons are.
Yeah.
60% is the...
But that's ridiculous. So, I mean, we'll... And, yeah, I'm glad I pre-regged, because they're starting to run out of floppy disks to print the badges on.
They don't make those things anymore, probably.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're not on every badge. You have to pick certain designs that they're doing them on, but I sure as hell printed it because I thought it was really neat concept. And I can only imagine a lot of people went for that option.
Oh, yeah. It sounds really cool.
Because it's a really neat idea.
Yeah, that's cool. It's good to see that the furry con scene is growing.
So, yeah, I'm looking forward to going to that just to go to it. And, you know, we'll talk to friends. Maybe we'll get a beat on how sales are out there. Maybe it's something to consider in the future. It's a hell of a long drive, so it would be a flying con probably for us if we decided to deal there. Because
you're already driving 80% of the way to California at that point.
Pretty much, yeah. It's like a 21-hour drive. You know, that's not really something that we have a lot of extra time
to do. And hell, the drive in between Vegas and Reno is flat and awful.
I wonder if it's a lot like West Texas. Then
it's more sand.
Yeah, because West Texas is pretty dusty and blah.
Yeah.
It'd be kind of neat though. You'd be like, I wonder if there's that last chance gas station before you hit the desert and everything's dead.
Yep. Oh, hey, look, there's a cow skeleton. Why is there a cow skeleton? Herd of tumbleweeds crosses the road.
Yeah.
So
that's our visions of Nevada, apparently, from people that don't live there. We're like, woo.
Yep.
So, yeah.
We're sitting here in our cowboy boots, cowboy hats, and with our six shooters on our hips, because it's mandated by Texas law.
Yeah.
Welcome to Texas. Here's your gun and cowboy hat.
Shoot the podcast equipment on.
Yep. Super low velocity bullets.
They just hit the buttons.
Mm. Panther scowls disapprovingly.
We're not going to shoot the podcasting gear.
That would be terrible.
Yes. Any other major news, convention-wise, anything like that?
Not that I can think of. Well, there was that the furry Dakamakura site.
Oh, man. Now I can't get a Dakamakura for Christmas.
I know, right?
At least not one with a Futadashi.
Actually, that was funny because the thread that was first posted about it, like one of the second replies that I saw was that sad Cuthbert guy that was holding his... just looking sad. So some asshole who really hated one of the artists who was doing Dakamakura's for that site.
Wait, do we know this for sure?
He posted about it on a live journal that he created as a throwaway.
The guy that called it in?
Yeah. He posted screenshots of the email exchanges with stuff redacted and
oh my goodness.
Yeah, okay. This guy's like,
okay, so you know more about this than I do. The furry
artist Kayla Na was going by the name Blunt Whiskey in the pony community.
Uh-huh.
I didn't really like her art style, but, you know, it was sort of a...
I've heard of her. Wasn't she... She was banned from FA for some reason or other.
I don't know. She had this kind of half-anthro, half-horsey style. that I didn't really dig. But she was doing Dr. McCurs and stuff. And this guy apparently had this, like, blood vendetta against this, against her, and basically went out of his way to basically nuke all the Anthropony Docky designs off of the site by getting Hasbro to CNDM.
Wow.
And, like, he specifically went after her and was like, well, I'll just fucking take everything down while I'm at it.
Burn it! Burn it all!
And the guy, he's like...
Succeeded? Yeah.
He succeeded, yeah. And he's also gone after a couple other Tumblr people. Like, he went after Atril. And Atril was like, fuck you. And no. Hmm. So, nothing happened there, but... Yeah, it's just this... It's amazing how a like, one asshole or a small group of concentrated assholes can really fuck with people's income.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, you know, you're drawing anthro ponies with no cutie marks, but they're anthro and they have, you know, their color characteristics are similar. People could argue it in court, but, you know, it's like...
We were discussing this a couple days ago where I was kind of like, even stuff like... The humanized ones. Hasbro could step in and C&D that. And it's like, but they're humans and they're not called pony names. And they just have, like, the hair color or maybe, like, the cutie mark on their bikini or something like that. And it's like...
Or not even, like, they wouldn't even do the cutie mark on most of them. It's just...
But Hasbro has a lot more lawyers and a lot more money. And if you fight it, you can fight it and win. But
you're still going to be out a couple hundred grand.
Bankrupt yourself doing it.
Yeah, it's just really sad how one or two assholes can really fuck over a bunch of people.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, this person should be hunted down and beaten with a stick.
Mm.
Dildos taped on it. Coated in acid. Then fed them. Then fed his mother through a tube. You know.
You're going to eat your family.
Well, what's kind of interesting, though, is that a lot of the artists who are affected are like, all right, well... fuck you. And here is the source files so you can just print them on your own. If you know a company that'll print customs, here, just fucking do it because this methodology has been closed to us. And if you like it, you can donate some money our way if you feel like it.
Yeah.
I mean, and the thing is, I mean, yeah, you're not just fucking with this one artist. You're fucking with a bunch of artists. Like Orochi and well, just a whole bunch of other people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know all the names off the top of my head.
It was Atril.
Atril had a couple.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, there's just some real fucking assholes in the world.
So, Docky suddenly came like this huge booming thing. Like, just kind of out of nowhere.
Well, it was one of those things.
I guess they've been around in the anime community forever.
Forever. And people
weren't really doing it with furries, but they started doing it a little bit with furries, and then all of a sudden, oh my god, pony! And
well, I mean, there's a very significant overlap between the anime and pony community. So they're like, well, these guys can have the various guys from Axis Powers Italia. Why can't I get an anthro version with Brayburn with his dick out?
And yeah, why can't I?
Because motherfuckers on the internet.
Okay. Thank you for explaining.
And so, I mean, it was sort of a natural progression.
Yeah.
The first person that did it was... what was her name? I'd have to look it up. But there was, like, one person who did a Pinkie Pie Docky, like, 2 or 3 years ago, because it was...
Oh, you told me about this. They had a funny name. They were actually at Anthrocon.
Yeah, they were at Anthrocon selling them, and they were, like, $100, because she was printing them, like, herself, almost. And then it sold, and then she was like, oh, well, I should try this. And other people kind of expanded upon it.
Yeah.
And it became a thing. And obviously, it was making money for the artists, because... They wouldn't have been doing it if they hadn't.
Mm-hmm.
So, meh. But you can still get your Renamon one, I think. And you can still get, like, Chester and Guilemon and various other, you know, sexy anthro wolves and stuff. I mean, and the thing is, Furry Dr. McCurr is not the only site on the internet doing Dr. McCurr's of, you know, anthro versions of licensed characters. So, I mean, it's just... One asshole decided to take out take out their frustrations on the artist they hated, and they took out a bunch of other people. And it's kind of gotten to the point where I think the artist actually has, like, deleted all their Pony stuff, killed their Tumblr, and all this other stuff. Just fucking rage quitted.
Kaylin, huh?
Yeah.
Oh. She's just like, you know what? Fuck this shit.
Yeah. Well, she was doing, like, a couple of, like, Ask blogs and other stuff. She had invested quite a bit of time and effort into it.
She's just giving in to the one fucking troll asshole.
I kind of understand it, though. I mean,
yeah,
this person has essentially ruined your ability to make any money off of this particular line of work. Mm-hmm. And, you know, people do art for fun, but a lot of these artists do it to make money, too. And if you basically nuke their capability of making any money in a particular fandom, I understand why people would just be like, well, I guess I'm not going to play the ball with them anymore, and I'll go focus mm-hmm. on anime, or I'll go focus back onto furry hardcore.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, it is giving in to assholes, but it's also cutting your losses in a way, too. Yeah,
true. Well, you got to see that both ways, but that sucks, though.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't really know anything about the artist. I know her name's familiar.
Yeah, I don't really know. I don't know much about her other than the name and her art style.
You know, I mean, I don't know if, you know, she's mega Hitler, or if this guy was just a stalker. Or...
I don't know. And all I do know is that it's caused a great deal of consternation with people.
Hmm. So, in other news, I've registered for other conventions. I bought my tables and reg for Central Plains FurCon.
Oh, yeah. Again,
which is in the beginning of November.
In Omaha.
No. Wichita. No?
Wichita, Kansas.
Yes.
Okay.
Not Omaha,
I knew it was
Nebraska.
One of the flat states.
Flat states, yes.
Okay. Yeah, that one's in, like, what, first, second week of November?
Yeah, I think it is this year. Last year it was in October, and I believe they've moved it back.
Because I'm not going to get to go to Oklacon this year, but I might be able to go to Central Plains.
That'd be kind of cool, yeah. Last year, myself and Keo and Guardian and Rahata all went. And
it wasn't big, but it seemed like you had a fun time.
It was really tiny, but you know, it was a fun, very low key, chill con. And yeah, like I mentioned before, like the hotel restaurant was amazing, and they have like 2 hours of free booze every night in the hotel, which is really interesting. Nice area. And very small dealer's room. I'd really like to see it grow, though. Just to have a con that close to us be successful would be really cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this is my thing to pimp lately because I really want to see it succeed. So, Central Plains FurCon in Wichita, Kansas.
Woo-hoo. Go get spanked by Fuzz.
Okay.
You'll have your therapeutic spanking booth.
Yeah, I joked about that. I don't know if I mentioned that on last week's episode, but I joked about that having like I'll have a spanking booth in the dealership. It's like, because hey, some cons have that massage guy.
Yeah,
you know? Yeah.
As long as they sign their consent form.
Yeah, you know, and I maybe have a little privacy screen or something like that, but backlit so that you can see the shadow.
Nice.
You just see the paddle swing in the air and the person shivering. No, spanking sessions will be private in my room. Maybe I'll have a sign up sheet at the Four Planet table with little time brackets, you know. Okay, I've got a hand spanking from 6 to 6:30. You want a paddling? I can pencil you in at 7.
Just, you know, be careful because you don't want to go to back to work the next weekend and have
with the spanker's elbow.
Yeah, I was gonna say, you know, you don't play tennis, so
yeah. Oh man, I should develop like some huge biceps if I started like a spanking business on the side. Just be like, I'd be like a
professional kingster,
like a fucking ambidextrous bowler. Instead of having like the one huge arm, I'd have two. It'd be,
and you know, if you have multiple paddles, you can just coordinate two at one time.
You know what I look like? I look like that fucking robot with 6 arms in Star Wars when he's wielding the lightsabers. That's me with multiple battles, bitch.
All just right. then Obi-Wan shoots you in the chest and you catch fire and die.
There's just foxes flying everywhere with little red asses. It's just,
God. All right, so we should probably...
That's my Jedi power.
We should get to some of these emails.
Aw, do we have to?
Yeah, I think so. We got a bunch of Tumblr stuff. We got a couple of actual emails. The one asking about poly relationship advice I'll save till next week because Shiva will be back then.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll be out of town.
Mm.
And we will... something in my eye. Ugh. But we will start from the top here. Hey, look, it's one from Jeeves.
Oh, this is supposed to be anonymous. Shit. No, it's...
No, it's not. I did look. He signed his name at the bottom before I said his name. Dear Noncasters, earlier this week I found myself in a rather excitable state. And over the course of that particular evening spent quite a bit of time on my After Dark Twitter account conversing and playfully teasing back and forth with several other naughty furries. They know who they are. Anyways, I found the whole experience oddly fulfilling, not because it was deep and intimate, but quite simply because it was so casual and laid back. Social media has made communication between friends and acquaintances so much easier, and now you can even flirt, tease, or share incredibly erotic moments with near strangers at the drop of a hat. Do you think this sort of sexual liberation is a good thing, or are we, particularly those of the highly sexualized environment such as the furry fandom, becoming too lax with how freely we share our sexual appetites and feelings? Ever enthusiastic, Jeeves the occasionally rather kinky roo, Scotland.
So... Like, I have an AD account, but I keep it super locked. I keep it super locked down to only people that I actually kind of know. I've seen, but I see people flirt, a lot more openly than that. I don't really see it as a problem.
No, I don't see. I don't think it's a problem as long as we know the other person, at least know that they're kind of into the same thing. You know, you don't flirt with a non-AD account, if you're in it doing an AD account.
Yeah. So, yeah, this is the difference between, like, leaving, like, ultra-creepy or unasked-for roleplay comments on someone's post on FA. You know, like that one guy that's like, okay, so, yeah, you posted the hot picture of a fox with his tail in the air, and then there's the guy that writes, like, a three-paragraph thing about how he, you know, loved to milk that cock and get tonsils deep in that ass. And, I mean... You know, and it's like, that's not necessary. But if you're like, hey, you want to see my dick? Zip. And someone's like, oh, Mur, I totally suck that on, like, Twitter or something like that. That's a little different.
Yeah, you know? And it's also, actually
people you have more of a one-on-one relationship with.
Yeah, and I mean, like I said, if it's an AD account and you're hanging out with other AD accounts, they know what they're getting into.
Yeah.
Just
don't check them at work.
Exactly. And,
dicks everywhere.
Oh, man. Just, you know, people have to know to compartmentalize that part of themselves.
Yeah, it's another time and
place thing. Because, like, I've got a friend of mine that I follow both their normal and AD accounts. I don't have a proper AD account. My mom follows both of my Twitter accounts.
Oh, God. She follows the Saverin one, too? Where you go to actually rant and swear about all the other shit that's going on. God damn it. Ah.
It's like, I'm an adult. I can say naughty words.
You should have an AD account.
Maybe I'll make one. But
naughty Saverin.
I don't know. but like, Saverin. It's like you can. It's funny because I follow both the normal and their AD.
Fillable Saverin.
The normal is, you know, just everyday bullshit. And the other one, and the AD is like, I really need a cock in my ass right now. Oh my God. You know, it's like
the normal one. Boy, I sure am stressed at work. AD. Oh, I need to get fucked so bad.
Yeah, pretty much. So yeah, as long as you know time and place, you're fine. But and if you start leaking it,
a sexuality positive thing. Just, yeah, you know, obviously not at the day job. Unless your day job is, like, being, you know...
A professional dominatrix.
Sure, yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's that.
Then there's the dominatrix, you know, where they just, like, give you a red pill and you wake up in an alley without your wallet or your pants.
And maybe missing a kidney.
Covered with welts.
Yeah,
Wait, no, those are rat bites. Never mind.
So this next one is short.
Oh, okay. Let me... But...
But. Dear fuzzbutts who put yif sticks in foxes' rears, I know usually I am rather long-winded, but today I will be very short. Butts. Anal advice. Improvise toys for your butt. Go hog wild with this and leave no anus unprobed. Thanks all you fluffies, Vlad the Nerf Necco. So, we need to talk about butts, Savern.
Improvised butt toys.
Mm. Bend over. I have a 100% natural improvised butt toy.
Not right now. We're recording the podcast.
I totally need a fennec sucking on me while I'm doing the show.
Makes it very hard for me to do my part, though.
No, we can get another fennec. I know several.
Okay.
I'm just sounded robot-y.
You're a little robot-y.
I feel like...
Check your connection. Just fiddle with it. Make sure it's not like super robot-y.
Wait, hang on. Oh, wait, no, that's not my connection. That's my privilege. Let me check my connection.
Okay, sounds all right. Excellent. It's a little robot, but it'll be fine.
Okay. Enjoy Robo Fuzz this week.
Yeah, when it comes to improvised butt stuff, you really need to be careful.
Mm.
So you need to use either something non-porous.
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking like carrots that are rounded off and cucumbers and, you know, disposable shit. And there's really not a lot of other things that I would suggest.
Cocoa butter, hand lotion, and a loofah.
You know, you don't want to use anything potentially abrasive. You don't want to use anything with wood. You don't want to use anything like splinter. So, you know, don't stick a broom handle up your ass. Or a nightstick. you know, improvised toys.
Now, the newer ones are probably not actually wood.
They're probably plastic. They're
composite material. Yeah. They're a little safer, provided you don't stick it in and break it off.
Yeah. Improvised dental toys are just not a good idea in general.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can use some veggies.
Hairbrush handles are okay as long as you don't use the bristled end.
Yeah.
Oh! I wanted it to feel like a tiger's barbs. Now I have to go to the hospital.
You know, when in doubt, I mean, I know that some people may have issues getting toys, but, mm-hmm. you know, don't do something dumb and harm yourself to get your jollies off.
Yeah.
Because splinters up your butt, really bad.
Yeah. You don't want to put rats up your butt.
You scratch anything in there, not a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's why dildos are soft.
Mm.
It's just one of those things that you just don't want to risk it, no matter how much you feel like you need to have.
Yeah. And I would say if you're going to do something like a vegetable, wrap a condom around it.
Yeah.
So that if it breaks off or something like that.
You don't end up with a carrot stuck in your ass.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, no. I'm going to poop carrots.
Don't be like Applejack and shove like apples into your asshole.
Yeah. Just don't do that.
That was a good episode, by the way. I actually felt the musical number when she was shitting them out was really catchy.
I must have missed that episode, Fez.
Oh, it was on between last week's and this week's.
Okay.
Episode 7B.
Okay.
For butt.
So, yeah. There you go. Put anything you're going to improvise with, if it's like a smooth plastic broom handle. Not broom handle. I said, don't use broom handle, like a hairbrush or whatever you're going to do. Put a condom over it just for your own safety's sake.
Mm-hmm.
Plenty of lube, you know, the drill.
No, don't use the drill.
Don't use the drill. Unless you have a drill dough.
Oh, yeah. That seems like that would not be good on an anus.
No, because it's just spinning around.
Yeah, wrapping your intestines up like fucking spaghetti and pulling them out. That's not good.
Yeah, don't do that, kids.
Also, do not stick your asshole on one of those pool vacuum things. Because that was a story. I think we talked about this a couple years ago.
Yeah, someone
did that and it sucked their asshole inside out. They became inside out anus man.
Yes. That shit's fucking horror stories right there.
Yeah.
Body horror out there.
Also,
ass.
Don't stick your dick in that. This one dude, his dick swole up.
And it
And they had to basically drain the pool, and then the fire department had to go in there and, like, cut the piece of the pool out and then take him to the hospital with this hunk of pool equipment.
Plaster stuck on his dick, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. People stick their dicks in weird places.
What a surprise. So, I've got a...
Guess it's your turn now.
What is everyone's favorite furry race in an MMO? And by MMO, I mean an MMO that isn't WildStar. I would probably say Tauren. I also kind of like the Char from fucking Guild Wars 2.
Charmander!
They're like this... They're these big hulking cat tiger dudes with big horns and, you know, they're growly and raw. And they're not very sexually dimorphic, so even the female characters look pretty cool and big and scary. But yeah, I would definitely say the Tauren. My main in WoW has been a Tauren shaman for since vanilla. And that was when shamans were not that great.
Mm.
And they've alternated between being good, awesome, and shit.
Vanilla is delicious. Yeah. I like vanilla. What's a Momo?
But I've since dropped WoW and will be playing WildStar at least until the next X-Pack and probably afterwards, depending on how the game goes. Because it looks... Well, because the thing is with, like, that game, they're saying right now that the current record for someone hitting level cap is 98 hours. So going from 1 to 50.
Is that good or bad?
That's actually really cool.
Oh, okay. Like, I really don't.
Okay, have a so like, reference. You can hit 90 in WoW, with less than a day played, so what? Less than 24 hours.
From 0 to 90.
In less than 24 total played hours, I think.
Oh, played hours. Okay.
Well, yeah. One day / played. Sorry, okay. Terminology here. But they're trying. They're basically saying that the fastest is going to be like 100 hours to hit from 1 to 50.
So you're saying, like, WoW, like, runs out too quickly. You level it up, and then there's nowhere to go. But this one, it takes longer.
Yeah, it takes longer. There's more zones to do. And, you know, it's... Now, of course, I don't know if that will stay that way. Because WoW used to take for fucking ever to level up, too. But they've streamlined it so much because it has been around forever. And they kind of expect that most people are like, well, they want people to run and see the new content, so they've streamlined everything so much that by the time you're halfway through a given zone, you already need to go on to the next if you want to actually get good XP. So actually people going back and playing through zones is actually a rarity now.
Is there a way that they could do it in like two different ways? Like, you have the option of going the super fast way if you just want to level up, or you actually want to go the slower way and actually see shit as you go.
They actually have a way where you can turn off XP, but it costs gold in the game to do it each time, and is primarily designed for people to have characters in a particular PvP bracket, because they bracket it up by fives and levels, fives and tens in some cases, and some people, they like, they maximize a character's capabilities at a particular point and play only at that power level with that character.
Brackets, that's something to do with basketball, right?
Yes.
Do you play basketball in WoW? I didn't know that.
It involves goblin heads, but yeah, it's pretty similar.
Oh, okay.
You know, because there's just so many goblins, they just chop the head off, use it, throw it.
Nothing but net.
Yeah. If you step on it, they just behead another goblin and...
Oh, that must be awesome around Halloween. There's just all these goblin heads laying around with, like, candles stuck in the mouth.
Damn straight. But, yeah, Tauren are probably my favorite furry race. But I like the races that can be druids because their animal forms are pretty cool, too.
Because
I played a druid for a long time as well.
They can transform.
Yeah. What's really funny is there's one particular race, the Worgen, they're basically the werewolves, but they have no tails, they gimp their designs, they're ugly as fuck now. If you are a Worgen druid...
People complain they look too furry.
Yeah, and it's a real fucking shame because their original design is actually pretty cute. So, you have your werewolf form, mm-hmm. your human form, a bear form, a cat form, an aquatic form, a travel form, a flight form.
What's a travel form? You turn into a passport?
Yeah, you turn into like a cheetah.
Oh.
Because you run faster in travel form.
Gotta go fast. You should totally just turn into a blue hedgehog.
That'd be awesome. Tree. Tree form.
That's where you want to go slow.
Yes.
That's like
Lord Owl of the Beast, Rings the Moonkin form. And if you have the right mount.
Once we turn into Luna?
You can turn into a fucking dragon. So you can, like, one race can actually have, like, I think 8 or 9 different models that could potentially be at a given time.
The hell? That's weird.
Yeah. That's fun, though.
Mm. I thought furries had weird species.
It's like, well, I'm a bear, manatee, tiger, cheetah, lion, bat, bird, raven, tree. Yeah,
but they're not individual animals. It's one big hybrid that you change into with the manatee head, and you're just like, why do I live?
Especially if it's fucked up and you become the tree body and just blood everywhere.
Luna, you have forsaken me!
But I'm totally going to play a Chua. They look like little Phoenix. I'll have to show you.
Oh, okay.
So, there's another...
Okay, that's another one down. All right. So it takes just a second. Okay, let's see. Someone's asked a question on the Tumblrs. Have either, or any, if there's a token female, of you successfully masturbated while not fully hard? The reasons why can be anything. If so, how would you compare the experience to full-on personal longest-length recorded hardness? I personally like it a tiny bit more, as if I put more mental effort into it. So, have you ever masturbated while not fully hard?
Yeah. It's like, if I'm feeling sexually frustrated and just want to get off, I'll just focus really hard and jack off.
But be all floppy and shit?
No, it's just like, not...
Not like rock hard.
Yeah, but just not like fully hard. I don't know. It's just like some days you just need a quickie to not kill a motherfucker.
I don't think I really can say I have.
Yeah, it's just a thing.
The only thing I would say that I had done is not really masturbating. Is like if you're having like a wet dream and you wake up and you might not be fully hard.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't think I've done that since I was like 14 or something. So no, I couldn't really say. So how do you compare it?
It's not as good.
Yeah.
If you don't take your time, it's not nearly as good, but it still gets you the same kind of brief high.
Yeah, I will say this. My best jerk-offs are always when it's like you've been hard for ages and you kind of tease it out and you have a little time as opposed to, oh God, I just need to come. You know?
Sometimes you just need to come.
Yeah.
And sometimes you have all the time in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And there you go.
I imagine that's what it's like for the people that are into the, like, chastity and stuff like that, where they'll, like, they'll come, like, once a month or something like that because
for reasons.
Either somebody telling them to or it's just something that they do for whatever, and... That one orgasm, probably amazing, but, you know, I wouldn't enforce that on myself.
No fucking way.
Because fuck that, so, anyway.
So, next email. Drowning in porn.
Oh, that was us when we nearly flipped my car on the way to FWA.
Yep. Back, God, that was over 110 episodes ago, Fuzz.
You think of time in terms of episodes?
Yes.
Okay.
So, aloha, folks. I am writing a very late con report, thanks in part to The Real World.
Is that show still on?
I think it is, but I'm pretty sure he wasn't on the TV show. Well, for my first con, I chose to go to Furry Fiesta 2014, and aside from the mind-numbing traffic getting to Dallas, it was pretty awesome. I got to put faces on the disembodied voices of podcasts past and present, as well as expand my furry people's sphere. And lots of see furry people's spheres. there are many panels to attend, which happened to be my first critique. I focused on the writing panels and cannot comment on the other panels that took place. Some of the panels could have been interlaced together and possibly longer than an hour or so. Whether this is planned to work around short attention spans or other variables that I'm not aware of, it could be worth mashing some of the more similar panels together. Well, you can always send us feedback at Furry Fiesta on Twitter.
Or on the contact stuff on the website.
Yeah, Fiesta is always taking contact or commentary.
Yeah. I think most panels at a lot of cons are either an hour or an hour and a half. And I don't want to say it's like a classroom setting, but it's like, you don't really go much more than that. You kind of try to focus on.
The problem with the panels is that they are all submitted by individuals, and we can't force people to collaborate. So if John Q. Fox Nuts is talking about story elements and fantasy stuff, and then someone else is writing, you know, period accurate sex scenes using period adjectives, you know, you can't mash them together against people's wills, even if they are somewhat similar. But
yeah.
You know, it is a suggestion. Feel free to make it.
I know for some...
We can always punch our writing track lead and say, yo.
Well, I know for stuff like the writing track, like a lot of times the track head will have an idea of five or six people that he wants to do the panels to, and it'll actually have some sort of cohesiveness to it, because like the same half dozen people will be on like 10 or 12 panels all separately, and they'll do multiple panels together, and you know, they'll mix and match. And
yeah,
I mean, something like that is less prone to a random person writes in wanting to do one thing separately. You know, usually like a track lead for an area will kind of try to build some kind of cohesiveness in. Oh, it's weird. My phone like sort of crashed or something. I have to reopen Gmail so I can...
Okay, moving on. Now, I missed most of the concerts, mostly because personal preference, and I was usually in a drunken haze at the time. Ha! Who am I kidding? The entire con was a drunken haze. However, the Friday night events at the Barn were a touch oddly timed. By the time the DJs on Friday night played their sets, it was at least 3 a.m., and only about 12 folks were on the dance floor. Kinda weak, and I suspect it contributed to the late hour. Other than that, it was 3 days of party.
So we've got, I recall that we've gotten a lot of feedback on the late hours of the dance starting, and that is something that is going to be addressed for next year.
Yeah, well, it's like for my con, definitely we're starting the dances earlier this coming year because people were like, yo, starting it at 10 or 12 is way too freaking late, so we're going to start it earlier.
Mm-hmm.
But we will make them earlier.
Okay.
Because people really take their dances seriously. It's kind of surprising. I have no real complaints. I don't mind using the stairs to get to certain floors. Unfortunately, I missed the overflow lot fiasco. Mm. Both events, I'm sure, are just first-time hotel woes and isn't really worth commenting on. It was a pleasure to meet Fuzzwolf and Stavron. You're looking great. Keep it up. I regrettably did not get to meet Shiva, or I did and didn't realize it. But my condolences on the series of unfortunate events. Time is the greatest tool for healing. Hope you all have a glorious 2014 and see you all next year. Sincerely, subject line. An email with the title of Drowning in Porn should have an explanation, right? Yes. I couldn't resist and overdid it with the books. My God. I need to write a big book called 50 Shades of a Blush. Fang Volume 5, read cover to cover, hot dish cover to cover, big ass muscle dog bathhouse porn whose name escapes me now because I was too distracted by Muscles comic.
That'd probably be Overtime or Strip Brawlers by Brawford.
Yep. Oh, and how can I forget Trevor's Tricks? Now, Fuzzy Wuzzy Wolf, your foreshadowing on your signature of Happy Fapping was quite the opposite. I descended into depression as I read each adventure and fondled my bits after one page in. I came to the shocking realization that my libido can't compete with the slutty fox that loves the paddle. Curse you and damn you, Sharktopus. Garmy strong, rotten.
You said that wrong, man. You should have been, damn you, Sharktopus!
I'm guessing that's a...
It's a Hollywood Babylon reference, okay, dude.
I'm really behind on them.
That's from the early day. I'm also really behind on them. I'm so mad at you right now.
You're going robot on me. Oh, God.
Yeah, that's from Ralph Garman was in a movie called Sharktopus.
Okay.
And, like, his big line was, damn you, Sharktopus!
Okay.
Your memory is gone. That's where some of your weight went.
I know, right?
You dumped off all your old memories.
I got a new solid state drive, but I have to refill it with memories. Mm-hmm. I need to catch up on my Smodco stuff. I've been, busy with real life, and the only podcast right now that I'm 100% trying to stay caught up on is Giant Bombcast, and it's the video game podcast I listen to all the time.
Yeah,
and it's like a 3-hour show once a week, and I'm lucky if I'm able to work my way all the way through it in a week.
Speaking of Hollywood Babylon, I was actually listening to one today. Boy, that's getting worse. They're going to shoot a pilot for AMC to do a Hollywood Babylon TV show.
Huh. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
There we go. Try pointing your mic towards you. It might be the...
I don't think that's affected by...
I don't know. We just need to replace some shit. It's all old.
It might be the way the cable is. That does sound better since I fiddled with it.
Okay.
So is this my turn to read now?
Yes, this is an actually interesting...
I'm waiting for it to open. The subject line is porn and objectification. Okay, there we go. Hello, Notcast. Something that comes up frequently in the discussion of pornography. Does it objectify the people who are depicted? Or is the objectification something that is inherent to the culture of those who view it? By that I mean, is it the people viewing it who choose to either objectify the people in the porn or simply enjoy that you're being granted a view? This is a rather meaningful question to me. I don't want to disrespect people by objectifying them. Even if they are fictional animal people, there is an inherent representation of humanity there. For example, I'm working on a large project that will involve lots of drawings of naked furry women. I have a one-off gag involving a picket line complaining such things are sinful or objectifying, and part of me has to wonder if the latter is right. I suppose I feel that as long as those showing off are doing so of their own volition, things are okay. It is a question of the person observing how they take it. Namely, feeling they are entitled to the view is objectification. Acknowledging that the person presenting the view is doing so because they enjoy doing so is okay. But am I simply rationalizing things? Let me know your thoughts on all of this. Taiga Cat.
Okay. So this one actually is something we could answer fairly semi-seriously.
You could try.
I can try.
I will stop you.
I know you will.
Because we're going to talk about law objectification. Wait, no, that's law objectivism. Never mind. That's different.
And libertarians. But this is not about that. Mm-hmm. So objectification in pornography.
What is pornography?
Well, I'm going to say objectification in pornography is only really present if the people involved in it do not have agency. When it comes to the participation thereof. If someone is being forced into it, yes, that is objectification. If someone is doing pornography because they feel sexually empowered and want to do this because they enjoy the work and don't mind putting on a show, that is not objectification.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it could, let's see, is it inherent to the culture? Well, a lot of times when it comes to porn, and this is something that I'm, as one of those horrible cis males can say, a lot of times the person watching it wants to put themselves in the place of the person fucking, not the person being fucked. Mm-hmm. So, like, it's one of those things that straight dudes like seeing guys in porn with huge dicks because they want to pretend they're the guy that's fucking the hot chick.
Mm-hmm.
So, in a way, the dudes are objectifying the dudes, making them an extension of themselves and putting themselves into the scene mentally as opposed to treating the woman like a piece of meat. And now this is merely my particular take on just a 5-second thought, but, it's one of those things that are the people doing the porn doing it of their own free will?
Well, my problem with that is that watching the porn, you have no way of knowing that. Especially if it's just like a few minute clip on, some porn site.
That is somewhere. True.
So you really kind of have to. I mean, you don't know the situation behind it. I mean,
well, I'm kind of saying like professionally produced porn, from a studio,
right?
Now, if it's two teenagers fucking on a beach, that's could be questionable.
Well, I mean, if it's underage, yeah. Well,
you know what I mean? Like, the 20-year-old, two 20-year-olds on a beach.
Uh-huh. Why would that be questionable, though?
Well, I'm just saying, it's like, so if you know something's produced professionally...
Yeah.
There's...
Well, if it's not produced professionally, then it's produced amateurly, and presumably they're filming themselves, so presumably they do want to be there.
Yes, it's...
And share the...
Share the moment.
Sex, yeah. I don't have a problem with porn or pornography, obviously.
You know...
I don't think... Obviously, I don't think anyone should be forced into performing any kind of sexual act against their will,
or
forced into showing the goods, as it were, against their will. But that's not knowledge that you have if you're just looking at porn. I think it is. Okay, I'm not belittling your opinion, but I think it is a little silly to extend it to drawings of animal people.
Yeah, I was going to comment on that as well.
Presumably the artist of said thing did not have a gun to their head forcing them to draw adult material. I mean, the whole animal people thing, that's total fantasy. So I wouldn't worry.
There are no fox people being forced to have sex with ridiculously penis sharks on beaches.
Damn you, Sharktopus.
Damn you, Sharktopus.
They should make a James Bond version of that called Sharktopussy.
So, I just don't... You know, when it comes to the like real people, I don't really know, honestly. You know, it's like...
I mean, human trafficking and shit like that...
That's fucked up.
...is a very real problem. But, you know, there's... And I've heard both sides of it, like, because I've seen interviews and read articles by women in the porn industry that are like, it's not true that we're all forced into this because we're miserable crack addicts or have nowhere else to go or, you know, excuse, whatever. Some of us are here because we want to be here, you know. But then on the flip side of that, there are some people that do that because that's the only way they can support themselves.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's also like you have these situations where you have women that are like, you know, sex work is perfectly fine and I'm in control of my sexuality. And then there are other people that are like, sex work is always moral, and people that are porn is liberating. People that are like, porn is, you know, degrading to women and men and whoever participates in it. I mean, and there's a million different opinions. And, you know, you kind of have to figure it out for yourself, honestly. You know, do you feel uncomfortable watching porn with people in it? Okay, if you do, then you should probably not consume it. But I'm not going to, I would say extending it to drawings is kind of silly. But even then, like me personally, there's plenty of stuff that in, like, drawn, like Rule 34 content or adult furry art that I just don't go near because I really don't like it.
Right.
Non-con, BDSM, stuff like that. I don't like it, and definitely the non-con. Don't even fucking bring that near me. That's fucked up. I don't like it. You know, when it comes to even the fictional drawings of dog people fucking, I want it to be...
Consensual.
Consensual, and the people looking like they're having fun.
Because
that's kind of the point. You know?
Yeah, I actually kind of prefer my animal fucking drawings like that too. Where it's like
your animal people,
fuck.
It comes just like, whoa, hang on.
Yeah, I prefer my real animal. No.
Whoa.
With the drawings, it's like when I think of the kinds of things I commission, and I have to think of like what sort of expressions or mood the piece has. Mom was like, they're either really enjoying it, or it's like they're kind of shy and kind of enjoyment, or but it's not like a pain kind of. I mean, with a spanking picture, it's borderline, but I mean, in like a fucking picture, it's not like.
But even
the ones
that,
that really disturb me are the ones where there's like blood and shit.
Oh, yeah.
It's just
fuck
like,
that.
Ah, no, that's total turn
off. No, that's doing it wrong. Yeah. So, I mean, it's kind of funny because even in the, you know, we're talking about people in characters involved in the free will. It's like in professional porn, these people have signed up for this. They know what they're getting into. in most cases. In, you know, even in our, in the drawn stuff that we prefer, that, that, you know, that we, that, of that type that we like, I'm not saying we prefer drawn over human or whatever, any other thing. It's, you know, we have particular things that we can at least mentally assume, all right, these characters fucking, they look happy. They look like they're having fun. This doesn't make me uncomfortable. But if it's this character just shoved a baseball bat up Chester's anus, that's not good. There was an artist that drew that once.
I have seen it.
Yeah. What a fucker.
Just some homophobic douchebag, I guess.
All we gotta say. So yeah, I mean, I guess in a way we do agree that we want to know the consent status of the stuff we consume, I guess.
Yeah.
But I don't think it needs to...
You know, but some people, non-con is a kink, and they enjoy it in their real porn, and real porn is made that way and acted that way.
Yeah, but then you got folks like Max Hardcore, who was involved in some really fucked up shit, getting, like, sued into oblivion before it and stuff.
I have not heard of this guy. It's well, clearly made up name.
Well, that's the fake name. That's the name they worked under, but it's, okay. It was something that came out, it was a while back, and it was basically people suing him over his shit, and it was really kind of fucked up.
That sounds bad.
But then you also, I mean, and this is another thing, you have, what was that one? There's, like, this feminist queer porn studio. It was one of the things on OJ Sex Toy that was basically uses people of various orientations and express genders and whatever, and it's this very all-consenting variety of humanity all fucking and producing porn, and, like, for them, it's...
So it's like a porn actor co-op kind of
thing? It's in San Francisco, you know.
Okay.
I think it's in San Francisco. But, you know, it's one of those things that, you know, no, you're not going to get... The answer you get from us is not going to be the same answer as you get from someone else. And you have to really decide it for yourself.
Yep.
Because we can tell you our opinions, but you have to come to your own conclusions with what makes you comfortable. And this is actually something we probably could save and ask Shiva what her thoughts are. Because, well, she is a chick and will have different points of view. So we'll probably answer this email again next week with Shiva's answer.
Yeah, because I would hate to only just give the cis white male
Well, I mean, response. Even this, like, just we're dudes and she's a chick and she's going to have a different view. You know, not
how
even,
do you know? You know?
I don't.
She has a bigger dick than we do. At she might have a dick.
Turns out she actually has a horse dick on her chick hat character. Oh, my. Again, I don't know. I mean, it's like, personally, we've expressed what we think, but...
A friend of mine tweeted, I think yesterday, you know, I'm going to make a character, a jackat with six arms and six legs and 14 buttholes.
Wow.
I was like, that's going to be an awesome fursuit.
Yeah.
No waiting.
Just going to, you know, it's like I have one of those big, it's just going to, like, a cone of butts. There's this cluster of furries attached to the back. All
breakthrough
time.
The five-assed monkey.
So yeah, we have one more email. Tumblr question.
Oh, that's right. We're saving the
one that I flagged.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Well, it's. Oh, geez, I don't know. Didn't I just read that one?
The really short one. No.
Okay, I'll read this one. What would each of the cast members' gender bent names be?
I don't know. Well, like...
Saffron.
Saffron. Saffron would be one. For a really long time, I did play a female character in Mud that I did for a long time, who was a female skunk. I named Rafaela.
Sounds cool.
So, I mean, it's like, I have precedent for this. It's like, what if I've played a female character, it's going to be this, because that's the name I used for literally 5 or 6 years.
Maybe I'd be like Fuzzwolf and Fizzwolf or something. Wow, I'm sounding really terrible now. Hope it's not just the headphones.
No, it unless can't some, be the headphones.
Unless some founding fucked up to you, too. Okay.
No, so you did a little bit of distortion here and there.
Before
but...
I distorted, I was like, Fuzzwolf and Fizzwolf could be the female.
Yeah. Yeah, there we go. I don't really...
I don't know. I don't have a really smart answer for that
No. one, so. I don't do any role play anymore anyway.
I'm too old for this shit.
So...
and the other thing we should mention is, you know, use our coupon code NOT.
At AdamandEve.com. You can always use that to buy yourself something nice. It's St. Patty's Day, so maybe they have like a four-leaf clover dick. That seems to be the closest. It's
four dicks.
It's four dicks, and they kind of clover out.
So you could use it to fuck four people, or you could stick them all together into one big dick.
I've seen dildos like that.
That's horrifying.
Yeah, actually, it was. It was in a Castro Street porn shop in San Francisco.
Oh, I think you told me about
it. It was
that.
Like three dicks intertwined, and it was like, what the fuck? So let's see, what's new?
Three dicks. It's the most dicks I've had in my ass at one time, Harry. Each of them like nine wands together.
Where's the what's new?
Oh, I wasn't going to bother naming an item. I was just
saying. Yeah, I'm just looking. It's like.
Go to Adam and Eve and buy something for your butt.
Yep.
Or your balls or something.
Or your prostate or your vagina.
Get
or...
some cock rings. Everybody needs some cock rings.
Yeah, and actually, Ojoy Sex Toy talked about a couple of them.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
I'm behind on Ojoy Sex Toy.
No, I just check my comics on Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, or Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
You two both have systems for your
web
comics.
It's called open all in tabs, and it opens up 17 web comics in one go.
And I wonder why his computer is like.
Because he has a thing on FA that opens up all of his new submissions and new tabs.
It is programmed with a limitation, like there's a delay between each tab opening so that it doesn't slam the server, which is pretty cool that they worked that in.
Yeah, because I know for a fact that was fucking up the servers for a while.
Yeah.
So probably because he has a million fucking tabs open and he probably uses Firefox, which is a memory hog as it is.
He has like four Firefox windows, each of them with like 30 tabs open.
Yeah, that's why he's running slow. There you go. Problem solved. Close some of that porn.
But like, isn't every browser kind of shit as far as the memory goes? I mean, everyone whines and complains about IE, but Firefox is a fucking memory whore. And
I use Chrome. It's Google.
I don't want to install another fucking browser on my computer.
Well, I use Chrome because it's cross-platform. You know, basically, functionally, you're letting Google have access to your shit. So if you log in on another computer that has Chrome, it'll download your.
Oh, it syncs up your.
It syncs up your bookmarks and history and shit.
Right.
So you can go to the site.
Firefox can do that too.
Yeah, I'm just saying that. Performance wise, Firefox generally has had a lot of memory problems, and it's really bad on like OS X.
Oh yeah,
on Mac.
Hmm.
I don't know. Just my experience.
Interesting.
So yeah, it's like 10 o'clock, isn't it?
Yeah, I got work tomorrow.
It is 9:57.
Yeah.
So we're gonna just call it at this point, and hopefully you haven't offended too many people with our thoughts on objectification. Give us that's actually something that, could probably spark some good questions,
Or some good opinions.
Good opinions,
that anyway.
Yeah. I mean, this is just our, non-women's studies, unprivileged checked opinions. I mean, it's obviously something that I haven't spent a great deal of time thinking about, because I consume a lot more drawn porn than I do real person porn.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Dear Notcast, die, sis scum.
I'd probably print that out and hang it over my computer if I got that. And now someone will do it, so we'll have to do it, and I'll just post a picture.
God.
God damn it. Make sure that you, do it in five different font sizes, bold, italic, underline, and maybe in Korean. Just put in some effort.
Oh,
Comic Sans. Like a nice gradient color.
Oh, yeah. Tell me more.
With some bad chemming.
Oh, yeah. Is the kerning going to be off?
The kerning's going to be off.
Oh, my God. I'd be so hard.
Fucked up.
And on that note,
good night.